I have to tell you, how much is this doggy? That was an excellent, excellent rant. It was hilarious. I enjoyed listening to you. I love the way you talk. I love what you say, and I love how you say what you say. That was great. And you know what? I'm 100% with you. D's dat does what, come on. You know, look, we're just going to degenerate if we don't try to maintain some standard. Okay? This, that, those. It's not difficult. Come on. I mean, show me somebody who hates this keyboard more than I do. I don't know. I don't know of anybody who despises the keyboard more than I do. I like pens and pencils. I love pens and pencils. They're great. I think it's not just what you've got to say. I think it's also how you say it. And I also think it's your penmanship. Your penmanship means a lot to me. And with these keyboards, there's no way to have penmanship. As a matter of fact, it's not a matter of controlling my muscles to make those lines. It's just a hunting and pecking. And that's pretty much what I do. And this is where I have to turn the gun at my own head here. There's a lot of folks here that can actually type. My ex-wife, you should be able to see her type. The woman sounds like a Gatlin. No, she sounds like a Vulcan. Just womp. There's no to it. It's womp. And she rarely makes a mistake. Whereas mine is. And then. That's the backspace. Yep. 6 forward. 4 back. Now, as far as a spell check idea, you already should have a spell check. I think we all have spell checks. We just forget where we place them. This is the spell check. Did you hear that? Okay, that's the dictionary. This particular dictionary is the American Heritage Dictionary. Now, see, did you hear that? That's words in there. Imagine there's one, the Irish Heritage Dictionary. I don't know. But I think they're pretty much standard as far as English language. I'm not really sure about that. Sometimes I believe you guys over there on the other side of the pond use a different type of English. But here's another dictionary. I have this dictionary as well, I guess. You hear that? That's the Black's Law Dictionary. It really doesn't come into play as much when we're writing about what we're writing around here. I have used it. I've pulled it out and given definitions for words when it was pertinent to the conversation, but I found that most of the time people aren't really concerned about the facts. They just want to go with their feelings, how they feel things should be, regardless of how they are. That's another rant altogether. I'm just here to tell you that I'm with you. I feel your pain. It's my pain, too. But, you know, if you look at it from another point of view, how about those of us slobs like me who can't type? Okay, I don't do it on purpose. I just can't type. And I usually look at my typos after I hit the reply button. And then I've got to go back and edit. And it looks like I edit just about everything I see or say. And I'm not editing a thought. I guarantee you I'm not editing a thought. I don't go back and change my argument because I realize I said something stupid. If I say something stupid, I let it stand and then I get creamed. Okay, I've got no problem with that. I am stupid. I'm a human being. But the typos is what drives me nuts, and I try to go back and catch those when I can. I was talking to, I'm not going to mention his name. He has one sack, and his full name is not Bill. It's the formal part. We were talking on the telephone one day, and he was talking about how he was getting disgruntled with these people using the hip computer words. For example, T-E-H. I love him. He's my brother. Okay, he's a great guy. But he can type. He knows how to type. He's very intelligent. And he's a very good typist. I, on the other hand, am not. Okay, so I know what was going on. That T-E-H, that's not a hip way of saying the. Okay, that's because our fingers are... Our fingers are at different lengths, okay? And God did not design our fingers for the keyboard. And so that's T-E-H. I don't know how many times I've done that. Or other. O-T-H-E-R. Comes out O-T-E-H-R, something like that. It's because we're doing the best we can, people. Us non-typists. I slept through typing second semester twice. I flunked typing second semester twice. How many people do you know that can say they've done that? Okay, I'm not bragging. Not bragging. Not giving an excuse. I'm just giving a reason. Okay. But I'm with you, brother. I know where you come from. I feel your pain. But just remember, throw rocks at the people who know better. Not going to mention the fellow who lives at the mouth of a river. He ought to know better. But when you throw the rocks, don't throw rocks at stupid people like me. Because I can't do nothing about it. I just try to edit and make it better the best I can. Have a good day. Talk to you later.